All right, hey, Contractor Fight compadres. I am in York, Pennsylvania, on the last day of our Contractor Revolution event. And some of you might have seen this video I did on the Contractor Fight Facebook page just today. I did a live video explaining what's happening, what I'm doing right now. But basically, I'm recording a quick, real short solo cast episode for this week. And here's why. My assistant, Roz, has been on me for a while to make sure I had a podcast episode ready for this week. And I didn't. I just dragged my feet. We were planning this event. I'm working with my clients. We're running our, the Contractor Sales Academy membership and all of our coaching calls in there and everything. And it just got away from me and I didn't do it. And the reason I'm sharing with you is I want you to understand that all of us have reasons to not do the shit we're supposed to do each day. All of us can come up with a million different reasons why we can't make a prospecting call back a customer, write a blog post, record a video, whatever it might be. There's always going to be something to prevent you from doing the damn things that you need to do to grow your business and move it forward. And so I'm sharing this with you because all of us struggle with it, every one of us. But those of us that push aside the excuses and get the shit done are the ones that kick the asses of everybody else in our industries. And so I want to encourage you that whatever you're dealing with right now that you've been blowing off, whatever you've I'm shivering. My voice is shivering because I went outside to talk because it's quieter with my microphone here, just so you know. Whatever you've been blowing off, whatever you've been making excuses for, ain't going to work anymore. All right? If you need to hunker down and learn your damn numbers, then frickin' figure out your numbers. If you need to get your website in order, then get your website in order. If you need to train your guys, train your guys. No more excuses. No more bullshit, messing around. Either you're in this business thing to win and to fight the fight with, just a savage mentality, or hang it up and go work for somebody else, all right? I want you to win. I want you to kick some serious tail. I want you to have a better life, better financial situation, and not be one of most guys that own contracting businesses that are not realizing their dreams and getting what they want out of life, all right? So with that, the next few minutes, you're gonna just hear from, half a dozen or eight or so of our members and attendees here at the Contractor Revolution, just who they are and one quick takeaway from this event that they're gonna go home with and implement that might give you some value that you might be able to implement in your business as well. All right, so we had a great time here and appreciate you hanging out. So I guarantee you there's gonna be a little bit of wisdom here for you in the next couple minutes, and appreciate you all. We'll talk to you soon. All right, hey, this is Tom with the Contractor Fight. I'm laughing because I just recorded 2 minutes of an interview with without hitting the record button, but we caught it early. So listen, I'm at our Contractor Revolution event in York, Pennsylvania. And so this week's episode, I just want to take a minute. I'm going to go around, talk to some of our attendees here about one takeaway that they have from the event that would help other contractors in their business. So I'm with Cole Frisbee from Dallas, Texas. He builds ponds and water features. So Cole, you made the trek up here. What's something that you're going to go home with and that's going to make your business better that other people might benefit from as well?
I think my biggest takeaway was from Marcus talking about 80% of customers research you, so building stronger content on my website, video, vlogs, really building trust is going to be the big takeaway for this event. And I think it'll implement on my business and really help out a lot.
How are you going to build trust?
I think just by telling them, answering a lot of their questions that they're going to answer when I get there. So it kind of eliminates a step and saves time, and it will definitely build a little more trust.
So creating content, articles, videos,
right,
stuff like that.
Helping answer questions that they already, are asking during design consultations. So.
That's awesome. Well, listen, I appreciate you making it up here to York and for taking a minute here with me today. Yeah,
not a problem, sir.
All right, brother, give me an elbow. There you go. Thanks. Logan, so we're a live solo cast on the contractor fight right now. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not really live. We're recording it.
Okay.
And so this is Logan Schinholzer. And what's your biggest takeaway from the event that you're going to take back into the marketing you do for Premier Ponds?
Oh, there's a lot of stuff. The thing with these events is you come here for the tangible stuff, which is how do you market better, and the silver bullet for what's the one sales line. But you realize that it's more than just that. And it's the way that we operate at Premier is just we do a lot of trust. You know, we're all about just being honest, open, because the last thing that you want is to get sold to. You want to buy. So I think as far as Premier goes, we're just going to continue what we're doing with producing a ton of videos, showing our personalities. But, you know, I would say the one thing, if I had to pick something that we're going to change, is the pricing. We already have pricing stuff on our website, but make it more like, you know, I would say of the 80% of leads that come in that don't buy from us, it's not 100% of the time is our prices are too high. So just to be able to weed that out a bit better and go, look, you know, before you hit the submit button on this form, watch the video that's at the top of this page. It just talks about, you know, our prices, how we operate, so that way we know we're a good fit before you even call us.
So it's actually, you'll probably end up having less leads, but your close rate will go up because they're more higher qualified.
Correct. Or, awesome. Yeah, that's exactly what we're going for. So.
Love it, brother. Cool. Thank you, man.
Thanks.
All right. Laura Rielli with Aqua Rielli in Philly. You're on my solo cast right now.
Hi.
For the contractor fight.
Cool.
Now, what's one thing that you're going to walk out of here with that you learned this week for your business, your pond business?
Two things. Number one, know my numbers better. And number two, make more videos.
Make more videos.
Yep. Because I learned from Marcus Sheraton today about the importance of everything he said made so much sense. And he was right. And it's all stuff you've told me. I said that to someone. Everything I've learned here, Tom Reber's already told me. But sometimes you need to hear it a couple times.
Sometimes you need your crazy uncle to come over.
There you go.
Right? Awesome.
And so, yeah, so that's what I've learned.
You're already doing quite a few things right.
I'm trying. I can always do better.
You're also the owner of Pontent. What's that?
Pontent is a marketing company that does marketing for other pond builders.
Awesome.
Yep, we do it for
you. So if pond builders listening to this and they don't already know you, where do they find you?
MyPontent.com.
Thank you. All right, I'm wandering through the lobby. Dan.
Yes.
So Dan is a remodeler, home builder in Minnesota.
Yes, I am.
So tell us who you are, what you do real quick. You're on my podcast right now.
Hey, hi, everybody. Dan Drankon. I'm from the Minneapolis, Minnesota market, and I own a construction business that specializes in kitchens, bathrooms, basements, and additions.
All right, so you found us online like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. End up checking out some of our videos. Next thing you know, you're booking a ticket to the Revolution. You're on a plane. You're in sunny York, Pennsylvania.
Yes, yes.
Exactly where you want to be in February. And so what's one thing from the week that you're going to take back and implement in your business?
That I'm going to take control of my business, and I'm not going to waste time with homeowners that have no plan on buying a product or a service from my business.
Okay, so you're gonna learn to pre-qualify better, pre-screen, kind of tee it up in your favor through marketing and pre-qual and all that stuff.
Exactly, like. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, definitely gonna do that. The thing that surprised me the most about this, I came into this with the thought that it was going to be a sales presentation for the 2.5 days that I've been here. The free bonus was that it talked about numbers, it talked about overhead, it talked about how to price your jobs, your man hours, all the business stuff that as a contractor who can swing a hammer one day and run a business the next day never was taught. And so to me that was a freebie that I got out of this, then I didn't pay for it.
Awesome, man. Well, I'm glad you made it. It was good meeting you because we just met 2 days ago in person.
Yes.
And you're heading back to Minneapolis tonight.
Yes, I am.
All right, man. We'll stay in touch.
All right,
appreciate
thanks.
You being on the show, man.
Yep, thank you.
All right, cool.
Hey, how do you know that you're having a sales problem? You know, just because you have a high closing rate and you have work on the calendar doesn't mean that your sales are dialed in. In fact, I've found with the hundreds of people that I've worked with over the years,
that some of the indicators of having a sales problem are things like tension at home over the finances, or, you know, maybe you're missing deadlines on projects. You can't find and keep winners and grow your team, so you feel like you're starting over every year from scratch, building your team. Maybe you don't have an emergency fund set up in your business, or your debt just continues to grow and climb and you never get off that debt hamster wheel. Well, listen, whatever it is for you that you're feeling, take a look in the mirror and really get clear and honest about where you're at with your business, and consider checking out the Contractor Sales Academy. See, it's possible to go from low and unprofitable sales to plenty of high profit work. It's possible to go from having no systems and processes in place, which cost you money, all right, to, you know, creating a well-oiled profit machine. It's possible to go from not being able to find and keep kick-ass people for your team, to go from that to building a strong and growing team of winners. Head to the ContractorSalesAcademy.com, ContractorSalesAcademy.com/podcast, and you'll be able to fill out a quick little form and see if becoming part of this kick butt community is a good fit for you. ContractorSalesAcademy.com/podcast, and I look forward to getting on the phone with you and seeing if the Contractor Sales Academy is a good fit for you moving forward in your business. Talk to you soon.
All right, let's wander down the hall and see who else we're going to chat with. Greg Dempsey, there he is. So Greg Dempsey's a 6'5", gigantic home builder of a man. And he's looking at me right now like he's going to snap me in half. So you're on my podcast right now. We're doing a little recap for those that couldn't be here. So who are you? Where are you from? What do you do? And what's the one biggest takeaway that you're going to go home with and implement in your business?
You know, my name, Greg.
Hold on. Listen how big that voice is. He's like, No, he's like, see, I knew I could get
I
you.
I had a thought in my head. Now I lost it. Right? I don't even know what to say now. I'm going to read that sign, I think. Yeah. Now, Greg Dempsey, Haymarket, Virginia. We do new homes, remodels, and commercial. The biggest thing for me has been for Marcus Sheridan and becoming a teacher to the consumers that want to buy from us and putting it all out there for them. So when they come to us, we can talk about the meat and potatoes of their project, not answering the questions that everybody asks.
So what's one action you're going to take in the next 7 days to move in that direction?
7 days, huh? I need to get my questions locked down on the seven common questions I'm getting asked or more, and then go from there.
Thanks for letting me hijack you here, brother.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right, so Dan Sherwood is another gigantic human being that's standing in front of me, and he's a painting contractor in the Boston area, Sherwood Painting Services, right?
That's correct.
You're on the podcast right now.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, hello, podcast.
That's what you wanted to do right now.
Yes.
So, because I just need to own this shit. I didn't record an episode for the week I was going to be out of town here, right, for our event. And I need to make shit happen. No excuses. I have to do a podcast episode because that's what we do with our content. You make no excuses, right?
That's correct.
All right. So I'm going around asking various people to just share what one big takeaway is that they're going to leave here with and implement in their business that might help somebody that's listening to this podcast also.
I'm going to transform my knowledge into educational content to drive inbound marketing into my company.
Create blogs and videos and articles, educate people.
Correct.
Build the trust.
Build the trust. Yeah. Help them make the right decision, find the right contractor.
There you go. So in the next 7 days, what's one thing you'll have done that moves you in that direction?
Write my full season exterior blogs.
Damn. You're going to like hole up in a little cabin in the woods somewhere and all on Walden Pond on us and stuff like that?
Yeah, I did my interior blogs. I wrote 25 in 5 days. And my goal is to write 50 in 2 weeks.
You wrote 25 blogs in 5 days.
Correct.
All right, so if you're an interior painter, or if you're a painting contractor in the Boston area, If you're not jumping on the content bandwagon, Dan's going to kick the shit out of you and dominate. So you better get your heads out of your asses.
That's the plan.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man. Here, come here, Derek. So, Derek, we're on the podcast.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, outstanding. Good, good to see you.
You too. It's like we never see each other.
Right.
Yeah, so Derek owns JVI Secret Gardens, does water features and other cool shit down in Nashville. He's also one of the partners in the Contractor Sales Academy.
Yep.
So what's that one thing you're going to walk out of here with and implement based on what you learned here that might benefit a contractor who's listening to this who wasn't able to be here?
Wow, there's so many golden nuggets that we pulled from this, but the one thing that I'm personally going to implement in our company is training. Training is going to be key, and not only just training, but structuring our company for job descriptions with hourly wages. So levels. So you come in, kind of the,
mastery ladder.
So implementing them the mastery ladder. So that each employee knows if you want to make $18 an hour, well, this is what you have to do. If you're making 12 and you're pissed, well, do this.
It's in your hands.
Absolutely. And if you want to, if you want to make what Travis makes,
yep,
do what Travis does.
Do what Travis does. Big boy money requires big boy work.
Absolutely.
But what I love is you're giving people a clear path.
Yep.
Putting it in their court.
Yep.
Right? And I love that, man. So appreciate you taking some time.
Right on. Anytime.
All right, brother. Cool. John, I'm the last one. Do you need to
What's up?
Do you need to go?
No, I'm good.
So you're on the Contractor Fight podcast right now.
All right.
And who are you? What do you do? And what is your biggest takeaway from this week that will help a contractor listening to the show that wasn't able to be here?
All right. So I'm John. I work for a landscape company, Landscape Design Build, and I run the masonry division. Biggest thing I'm taking away from this week is we have a lot of systems. You can put systems together for days on end, and you can write all that stuff down as much as you want, but if you don't implement them every day, then they're worthless. And that's what one of my biggest takeaways from here is, to pull those systems out and do a training on them every week at our meetings so it's always fresh in our minds. You know, once you get busy, those systems kind of start to, that's when you notice they go away, and I want to keep that from happening.
Awesome, man. So daily habits that are going to just be repeatable and
keeping it in front of me.
Grind over time, brother.
Yep.
All right, dude. Well, I appreciate you weighing in here.
Thanks, Tom.
Cool.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, 2019.
Yep. Hey, so while we're figuring out the whole thing here, I need you on three to say the word we say on three. All right, we're going to close out this episode of the Contractor Fight podcast with a little love from the CSA group. Here we go.
CSA on three, 1, 2, 3.
CSA!
1, 2, 3.
CSA!
One more time.
CSA!
I love it.
See y'all next time. Travis, bring in the guitars.